The visit of Rwandan President Paul Kagame to Paris shows a marked improvement in bilateral relations. The trip followed one made by President Macron last May. During the tour, he acknowledged France's responsibility in the genocide, which claimed the lives of up to 1 million Tutsis and moderate Hutus in just 100 days. As I stand with humility and respect at your side on this day, I come to recognize the magnitude of our responsibilities. He made the statement at the Kigali Genocide Memorial, the final resting place for more than 250,000 victims of the genocide perpetrated against the Tutsis. Rwandan President Paul Kagame called Macron's statement heroic.
Speaking the truth is risky, but you do it because it is right. Even when it costs you something, even when it is unpopular. Despite some loud noises and voices, President Macron took this step. Politically and morally, this was an act of tremendous courage.
Since his election in 2017, President Macron made improving bilateral ties with Rwanda a cornerstone of his Africa policy. However, political analyst Gatete Ruhumuriza says he hopes his moves prove to be more than rhetoric.
It was okay, a speech. It was what you can expect from a politician. But what he feels, what he can't say, but he feels, I have a feeling that he has a good relationship with the President Kagame. But you know, President Kagame will hold him accountable. If he can deliver on his promises, the relationship are going to go back to where they were. So I think it's an interesting relationship. I anticipate that these relationships will improve.
Relations between France and Rwanda have long been strained over accusations that Paris continued to support the former Hutu extremist government while it prepared and executed the genocide. France was accused of helping the perpetrators flee and find refuge. Many have still not been held accountable. 27 years later, the Rwandan government still counts at least 47 indicted suspects and hundreds of deniers who have found a home in France. Political analyst Pascal Hula says as long as France doesn't extradite or try genocide suspects host, relations will remain troubled.
We know France hosts many high-profile genocide suspects who needs to be brought before justice. This is the only thing or the only gift France can give to genocide survivors.
To date, evidence shows that both sides want to try to mend relations and reduce lingering tensions. Last April, French historian Vincent Duclart officially handed over a report commissioned in 2019 by Macron to probe the former French government's role in the 1994 genocide. The report concluded that France bears heavy and overwhelming responsibility for the mass killings. Many genocide survivors say they are amazed by the improvement in relations.
Politically, and
Patrick Muneza is a genocide survivor living in Rwanda's capital, Kigali. He says Rwanda and France are doing a good job at restoring relations that were destroyed by what he calls an apocalyptic tragedy.
We are there standing for unity and reconciliation, for the rebuilding of our country.
2021 has been a momentous year for Rwanda-France relations. Recently, Paris moved to make public about 80,000 archives, including some that were previously classified. With these gestures and a bilateral political will, there is hope that tensions will not continue into a fourth decade after one of history's most shocking and brutal killings. Eugene Uwimana for VOA News, Kigali, Rwanda.